Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for today is from Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in that sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, no old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and a sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the works of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now that we've settled back into our work after Thanksgiving, we look forward to new things. We have a new church year coming around the corner with Advent. We have the new calendar year closely behind. And many of us already are dreaming of new things, like a new car, a new weight loss program, new furniture, maybe just a whole new start. In our text, Isaiah is talking about new things, specifically new heavens and a new earth, and there will be peace again. It needs to be new because the old one has been ruined by sin. Think back to the Garden of Eden. When the world was new and all was good in the sight of God, the Lord created Adam, perfect man, and immediately announced, "It is not good for man to be alone." So he created Eve, a perfect woman, a wife, and brought her to the man. Now they were together, created to serve each other. He told them to be fruitful and multiply, to have children and thus increase the number of people together. And all the while, the Lord was there too, because there was no sin. He could walk with his people in the garden. No separation, no isolation, no sin. What was the first thing that happened when Adam and Eve fell into sin? Hearing God's approach, they hid from him. Separation. That was only the beginning, as the Lord listed the consequences of sin. He told Adam what his lonely end would be. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Sin isolates. It wants to reduce you to dust. There is nothing more isolated in this world than the grave. Between now and the grave, sin and the devil are hard at work. In a world where friendship and companionship are of high value, so many sins can destroy that bond. Pride persuades you that you're a step above everybody else, leaves you perplexed when others disagree, and convinces you that they're simply jealous and not worthy of your time. There you are, above the rest and all alone. Greed argues that things are more important than people, and so you're willing to place your earning potential and latest toys over serving those around you, a good recipe for loneliness. In many relationships, people fear loneliness enough that they don't want to risk investing too much in serving the other, so they look out mostly for themselves. But that selfishness only erodes the relationship until loneliness triumphs. Whether the shell of the relationship continues or crumbles, certainly too, seductive sins of immorality destroy many marriages, sometimes destroying health and leading to an early grave. But the devil's real goal is not just your isolation from people and your physical death. It seeks your eternal death, eternal separation from God and his gifts and a life that he gives, separation from God for eternity, hell. Sin isolates. You know it. You feel it. Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. That's what the Lord declares in our text, as well as in Peter, 2 Peter, and also in Revelation. New, not just a fresh copy of the same old things, but completely new and completely good. He has paid the price to make things new. He has reversed the curse that Adam brought. Jesus Christ, true God from eternity, has become flesh and dwelt among us. He has lived that perfect, sinless life on our behalf. And he has suffered the judgment for all the sins of all the world on the cross. That's why he came. In fact, why did he cry out on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? Hear the anguished cry and marvel. Sin isolates and separates. Jesus had been one with his Father from all eternity, a relationship unmarred by sin. But what happened at that cross, as Jesus suffered for the sins of the world, he was forsaken, abandoned by God. He suffered the ultimate isolation that sin brings. On the cross, he suffered hell before he died and was laid in that lonely grave. He suffered hell and lay in that lonely grave for you. Then he rose again to announce the miracle of miracles. Jesus has defeated sin and death and hell. Where sin sought to reduce you to dust and leave you in the grave, Jesus has conquered sin and raised him from the grave. Risen, he declares, "Behold, I make all things new." Jesus makes all things new. He promises a new heavens and a new earth, one in which there is no sin. If there is no sin, then there is no death. If there is no sin, there is no separation. In fact, God dwells with his people in glory once again, just like the Garden of Eden. If there is no sin, there is no more sorrow or crying, for there is nothing left to cause sorrow or crying. If there is no sin, there is no more pain. These are the old former things that have passed away, and they have no place when Jesus makes all things new. There will be the true peace of God, as we heard in our text about Jerusalem, the peace which passes all understanding. Our Lord reminds us of that upside-down peace in the new heavens and new earth. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says Yahweh. It is the peace of God knowing that we are forgiven, that we are saved, that we are truly redeemed children of God. The peace that gives us the strength to continue in this veil of tears, in this church militant, this present warfare, because we know the end of the line. We know that we are forgiven children of God, and the God who loves us will never leave us nor forsake us. The peace that comes from knowing that all things work out for good and according to his purpose. The peace that comes that even though you will continue to feel pain, feel sadness, you will struggle with your pet sins and temptations. You will have pain in your relationships, pain and illness and disease, and yes, loneliness and separation and the loss of loved ones. Yet in all that, we will stand firm, trusting our Lord Jesus, trusting that it's even though we live in a sin-sick world and all that comes with it, heaven is our home. In the meantime, until you see this in heaven, you know your Savior is not far away. He visits you by his holy word. He has made you his, a new creation in your baptism. He continues to give you his body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. By these means of grace, he shares his victory with you. As one forgiven, you overcome because he has overcome and shares that with you. You cannot see him in glory now because of sin, but Jesus is not far off. He was with you to the end of the age when he makes all things new. By his grace, Yahweh has made you new already. He has made you his child and declared himself to be your God. The new creation is yours because this word is faithful and true. Take that to heart, dear brothers and sisters, as we begin the new church year and the new calendar year. In Christ, all things are new. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.